Today's episode was brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the easiest way to create a beautiful website, blog, or online store for you and your idea. Squarespace features an elegant interface, beautiful templates, and an incredible 24-hour, 7-day-a-week customer service support. Try Squarespace at squarespace.com and go ahead and enter the offer code OMFG at checkout to get that 10% off. Squarespace, build it beautiful.
I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Refiel.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless too.
Oh my gosh, Deanna.
OMFG.
You are a cheerleader through and through.
Thanks.
You have little pom-poms in here today. It's really cute. I'm so glad you brought so much of your teen spirit.
Thank you. I smell like it.
Oh, love that song.
Flashback.
I know. That stuff smelled really good.
Yeah, it did smell good.
I liked it.
Me too.
They should bring it back.
No doubt.
I would actually totally wear it if
Teen
they brought
spirit?
It back. Yeah.
Wait, not the song, but like...
No, the deodorant.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just making like a... Like you love the song Smelled Like Teen Spirit.
Well, right, but that's basically
but I never
the
did,
deodorant.
I didn't know the deodorant was
what?
Real.
Yeah.
I think...
Awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
What does it smell like?
Like teens. Just kidding.
Stinky.
So we have... Vine star Matt King in today.
There's nothing more quintessentially millennial than a Vine star.
Yeah.
You know?
There's no. It's one of those things. I know we've talked to a couple of these guys before, and I still don't quite understand it.
We still feel we haven't, you know, cracked the code.
Yeah. I mean, Demi.
A digi-weebay.
Ah! He... You know, made our first Vine with us,
which
was riveting. But I still, it's like, how many seconds? 8 seconds? 7 seconds?
7 seconds.
What the, who cares? It's gone.
Right. But the kids love them.
And they make their millions. So
or at
let's
least.
Talk to another one of these fucking millionaires. Also, he's going to be teaching us something pretty exciting today.
Oh, well, now this is Matt King.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what will he be teaching us?
Are you ready?
No, should I not know?
Fine. You don't have to know, but I'm going to tell you.
Oh, okay.
Fucking with commas.
Finally. I mean, that's elusive. Yeah. Fucking with commas is apparently a thing.
I wonder if it'll be like one of those things where we're like...
A doy.
Yeah. But we'll see. Okay. Let's bring him in.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see what we've got. What?
But don't forget to follow us.
Yeah, at OMFG Pod.
I mean, hello, everybody's doing it.
On Twitter, Instagram, Vine.
My favorite is when people go to iTunes and they press subscribe.
Hey, that's lovely.
It's always, like every time I get a little kiss on my heart.
Yeah.
For every click.
I get it right on the vagina.
It's a much better spot to get kissed.
And you know what? Download the Howl app.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's where all the Wolf Pop shows and Earwolf shows can be listened to ad-free.
Are we on there?
We are fucking on that shit.
What up, motherfuckers?
It's hot. It is a hot app. There's specials. I'm currently listening to the Lauren Lapkus special, which is amazing. She goes around to try to find out if... fortune tellers are real or not.
Answer is yes.
The answer is
I have
don't,
solved
spoiler
this.
Spoiler alert. No, but it's great. And there's just so many fun specials and miniseries. And the entire Marc Maron archive is available. It's subscription based.
Check it out. All right, let's bring in Matt.
Great.
Matt King, the king of Vine,
the king of Matt's. OMFG!
Matt, welcome.
Happy to be here.
Yay.
Hey, Matt King.
Hey, how's it going?
What Good. Did you do last night?
So last night, I went to this crazy warehouse party. And I know that's already sounds like it's a bad idea, but there's this comic book enthusiast like platform online called iHeart Comic Books. And once a month, they have this very vague warehouse party where they don't release the location until last minute. So my buddy sent me this flyer and it looked like it was going to be this crazy sumo match. I was like searching up all the names. Nothing.
Sumo
was,
wrestlers?
Yes. Like I can't even describe to you what this flyer looked like. And I was like searching all the names on it. Nothing was coming up on the internet. Like I was like, are these like no-name DJs playing? Like who is this? So we get this email last minute saying to go to this location. And on our way to the party, they change the location again.
What?
Ooh. So we're like in the warehouse area of like LA.
Downtown?
Which is super sketchy. Like it's out of like a Grand Theft Auto video game.
Oh God.
And we get out.
Do you see other cars and people unloading?
No.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
So I know our Uber driver like didn't even want to drive away when we were getting out.
Oh, that's sweet.
In this parking lot. I know, so sweet of him like to stay for us.
He was like, white boys, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
White,
yeah, everyone.
You know, just
Caucasian.
Yeah, like what y'all doing? What is this plan? I don't trust it.
And so there's this one guy in a U-Haul van in the middle of this parking lot.
No.
Already looking sketchy, hands in his pockets.
No.
We go up
we're
just like, where's the party? And he gives us, I still have the note.
Shut up.
And he gives us the address to where the actual party is. And he says, please do not share this on the internet.
Okay, Matt's holding up like
a tiny piece of paper. It has just the address and it says in all bold or all caps, please do not share on internet.
Oh my
I'm
going to
keep
God.
This forever.
Yeah.
I love it. It's like, please do not share this on the internet.
Does
like,
he know he handed that to a Viner?
No, he didn't.
Yeah, because that's like the hardest thing you had to do in your life.
Oh, yeah. The whole Vine thing has been quite a crazy journey since it's all started.
Okay, so wait, before we go. So go back to, so what happened?
So we go to the warehouse party, which was like a block or two away from where we got this secret note. And it was this, I don't even know how to describe it. It looked like it was this like old junkyard where there was a boat in the backyard. There was this DJ playing. There was a, like one of those inflatable spiders that you put on the side of your house for Halloween.
Okay.
And there was like these like DJs playing. There was like a bathtub where they were like serving the drinks. It was weird.
Whoa.
It was weird.
Studio.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, it was a really cool experience.
How many people were there?
I'm not one of like, I'm not a good person to like go in rooms and be like, there's this many people. But I would say
a
like,
lot?
Yeah,
or
I would
a
say like 100 people.
So a little, that's not that many. So no, it was
it's
kind
not.
Of a
it's
really exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, really exclusive. Well, there were like a lot of rappers and like, I don't know, like low key, like Hannibal Buress was there, like really low key comedian, you know.
Yeah.
Like I already just assumed you were cool coming in here, but like right out the gate, I'm like, fuck, you're cooler than I thought.
Oh, stop.
Were people doing drugs?
I think there were some drugs going on, but you know.
Look at that. He literally clenched his teeth and was like, I think there were some drugs.
Yeah, there were. I don't know. There were a lot of dark corners at that party.
Yeah.
So,
well.
Yeah.
Did you feel, because right now you're wearing like a nice dress shirt and a t-shirt.
I got locked out of my apartment last night. That's why I'm
So you're wearing what you wore last night.
That's what you
night.
Wore last night.
Yeah, it is.
Now this
like
is a pretty
J.
conservative
Crew,
look.
Lavender.
You know, it's I think like pastel colors are kind of in right now.
No, you look great. Okay. It just isn't like, it's not like a
downtown
underground
warehouse feel. Like you look like Hamptons.
Yes,
summertime.
I think because I always just want to dress like the good kid. So if anything does bad happens, like oh he's fine. He seems like he knows.
He's not the troublemaker.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Less eyes on me.
I like that.
But that could go. You know, the good kid in an environment like that, could it potentially be? Were you standing out more potentially?
Ooh, well, I am like 6'4", so
yeah.
I think
you're fine.
There's some light gravitating towards me, but
sure.
Yeah.
Any hooks?
Any hooks?
Did you hook?
Hook up?
Yeah.
No,
I
have a girlfriend.
Oh, did she go?
No.
Mm.
She, she's in college doing sorority stuff.
How old are you?
I am 23.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww,
I know, it's weird saying like 23.
Why?
Sometimes I don't know, it's just like getting older and it's just like another digit. And I still feel like I'm like excited about being over 21. And so
preach,
I'm always
baby,
like,
preach.
21? No, 23.
Yeah. We're like so there with you.
Just going to keep on going.
You know what? God willing,
mm-hmm.
it keeps on going.
It does.
Do you know what I mean?
But I totally get, like, there are times when I'm like, like, you go to actually think about your age and you're like, no, that's just not possible.
It just doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
No.
Doesn't seem feasible.
Mm-mm.
I still, like, you know, you hear about that experience where, like, people are like, but I still feel like I'm in my 20s, you know, and they're like, but then I look in the mirror and I'm like, what happened?
Oh, I know.
Well, apparently my friend said that her dad was like, you know what, you will always feel, once you hit over, like, 45, you're always going to feel 37.
Oh, I like that.
So even if you're in your 80s, your spirit, the way, even your body might be all gone to shit, but like in your mind, you're about 37.
Yeah.
So
that's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah. I'm like, that sounds about right, quite frankly. So what? How did you get into Vine?
So I got into Vine.
Did you get a secret note and a...
Yeah, a secret note and met a guy in a parking lot, and then he introduced me to app in a warehouse. I got into Vine my last semester in college. I went to UT Austin, and Vine came out in January of 2013. And when I first downloaded the app, I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. But I thought it was mostly for like stop motion videos. And then I started like watching a little bit more often. I was like, whoa, there's some like serious content creators like making really funny 6-second videos, and their lives are kind of like turning around because of this app.
Yeah.
And so I made a New Year's resolution. I remember this because we were having dinner with our friends. We're talking like, I don't like about our regrets of the year. And I said, I wish I did Vine. And everyone's like, why? I'm like, I just felt like it's the new YouTube. It's this new platform to like make something. And they're like, oh, okay. And so I made a New Year's resolution to put myself out there more. I started making Vines just like, I don't know, like a little bit more seriously.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. Like, but they were mostly just for my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then I made a few Vines in the beginning, and it just took off. Like BuzzFeed, that's when BuzzFeed was getting a lot of attention. And they kind of wrote one up about one of my Vines.
Which one?
The Love on Top Vine. It's one of the silliest but most... Yeah, Beyonce.
Okay, so what is that Vine?
So the Vine basically is my brother and I, we were in bumper-to-bumper traffic going home to Dallas on Easter weekend, I think, and he turns on Beyonce, and I was like, I should make a Vine, because around this time I had like 2,000 followers, and I just sing, baby, it's you, you're the one I love, and I make apparently a series of funny facial expressions that if you pause it at random times...
They're really good. Okay.
But I know, and it's pretty silly that simple of a video changed my life, but it's now at like 1 million likes.
Yeah, I'm looking at I just Googled it, and it says the second link, it says, love on top, if you need a laugh, just pause at any time.
Yeah.
So people saw it, and somebody was like, just pause it at any time, and then everybody started doing that. We're going to play it. Oh, okay.
And then you pause it at random times or just go, you know.
Yeah, he's making a lot of strong facials.
Yeah. Yeah.
Almost like your mouth doesn't look like it's attached to your face. It's like so wide. You've got like a rubber face.
Yeah, I think there's like some type of disease where people have like stretchy skin. And I think I have that. Like my neck skin's like very stretchy.
My friend has that on his hands. Like
really?
It's weird.
It's weird skin. Yeah.
No, I'm like worried I'm going to become like a wrinkly old man.
When it's that pliable, I think you're fine. Yeah, and just bounce right back.
Yeah,
but I think it's great. I've watched a bunch of your Vines, and you're just like kind of a goofball, which is so adorable. Like I feel like you're just being you, doing you things.
Yeah, it's
like just real moments. I feel like you would be singing that song like that, whether the camera was on you or not.
And those sometimes are the Vines that do the best, are the ones that kind of come to you randomly. Like a lot of Viners will get hung up on like, you know, a certain idea that they really want to make, and like they'll stress out and spend like even all day making a 6-second clip, and it doesn't turn out the way they wanted to.
Why did we think it was 7 seconds?
It's technically 6.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So split the diff.
Yeah.
Fun fact, some people, there's like a theory that like the Vine logo is like an upside down 6, and that's what like suggests the 6 seconds.
Huh.
Or some people just say it's a loop.
What is the anatomy of a vine?
Anatomy of a vine.
What makes up a successful vine? Can you boil it down?
I mean, you can take a vine in so many directions. It's your own, you know, canvas to express yourself. But I think what typically does well on Vine is like, you know, comedy. And trying to make something comedic is like, I don't know. It's like, you know, there's obviously a punchline or... You just gotta, I don't know, what is They always say, like, what makes something funny is, like, a benign violation. It's
excuse
like,
yourself.
Yeah. What?
A benign violation. That was a very – no, I'm just – that's, like, a very oh.
– I read about it one time.
Yeah, no. I mean, that is, like, a very lofty description of comedy. A benign
violation. It violates your expectations, but in a harmless way. So that's what makes you laugh, is something that you're not expecting. So sometimes I like to think of things in that way and then make the vine happen.
I cut a benign violation off of my neck at the dermatologist other day. Wasn't laughing.
No. So,
he said, oh.
all right.
He said, oh.
I wasn't laughing. I was like, okay.
Okay, so we need to get to the bottom of these Viners on Vine.
Yeah.
There's a lot. And there are a
Do
lot
you
of
live there?
Live with the Viners?
Yeah.
On
well,
Vine?
Well, on Vine.
On Vine.
There's a, apparently, like, there's a whole article about these guys that live on Vine as a street in Los Angeles, and there's an apartment building where a gaggle of Viners live.
Oh, I bet it's, like, the tip of the top of the iceberg
it
Viners.
Is. Yes.
And
yeah.
I bet it's a madhouse, because, like, I mean, as much respect as I have to all Viners, the ones who are, like, in, like, the top, you know, 50, 20
yeah.
are some, like, crazy personalities. Because,
right.
you know, this app making six-second videos has defined their life, and they're making so much money.
How much money? How much money?
Like, how much money on, like, one – I know, like, King Batch, he's the most followed guy on Vine. He probably has, like, 14 million followers. Oof. I hope I'm right on that. He makes probably 60 to 80 grand a Vine.
Per stupid 6 second, stupid 6 second, stupid video.
Excuse me. This is the app that has changed my life. I now like survive by this app.
All right, I'm sorry, but damn it.
But yes, yeah, so they're getting all this okay. money. They're getting sent, you know, free cyborgs. Have you seen cyborgs?
Oh, that's what they're called. Okay.
Well, there's different names. Some people say hoverboards.
Okay, so explain what they are.
But they're not hoverboards. Let's just be clear.
They're not exactly. They're not hovering.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
If you're familiar with a Segway, have you
yes.
seen a Segway? So make picture a Segway, but like a skateboard size, no handle up
yeah.
on top, and it's just a skateboard,
and you
ride
just cruise.
It by just leaning forward and backward.
It's based
and
on your
side
movement.
Side to side, yes.
So
it's like
as
all,
you move, it moves.
And mm-hmm. it's got stupid lights on the side.
Stupid
I mean,
lights.
I want one.
I know,
I
they're
too.
Expensive.
They're $800. But apparently, they're all from the same manufacturer in China. And all of these companies over here in the U.S. just buy them and are just re-tricking out the design
uh-huh.
and charging different amounts. I wanted one. My roommate said we were going to get one, and it hasn't shut up. I've never even rode one either. You know, it's like
that's like a vine. It's like a rite of passage as a viner to get on one of those things.
Yes.
Okay. So if anyone's listening, we need to get Matt King one of these
cyborgs.
Girl, can we get ourselves
please.
A cyborg first?
Fine. We need one too.
Do you think the Ryan? Do the Earwolf Studios need these? Do the yeah right?
Yeah.
I mean, how can we get from the fridge to this room? I don't know how we've been doing it.
Ugh.
You know, it's hard. And I think it would be easier on us. And we would probably do a better job if we were able to scoot.
Yeah. And that's probably why those Viners living in that apartment complex are getting like complaints, because they're just on their cyborgs all
yeah.
night.
Oh, yeah. They're really turnt.
I'm going to send turnt. You that article.
Look at you guys using some good vocabulary.
Thank you. No big
oh,
deal.
Look, we learn a lot.
Listen,
here.
This is what, you know, we're doing. By the way, I'm about to take over Vine. I'm like fucking done with these motherfuckers making this much money over six minutes videos. I'm coming for you. I'm
okay,
coming
all
for
right,
you.
Bring it
I'm
on.
I'm coming for whoever. I'm coming for that whole
just
Vine on Vine crew, and I'm this is my New Year's resolution right here. I'm about to take y'all down.
Hop on it. Every
you just
day.
Lit a fire in her vagina.
No, right?
He's like, I'm 23. I don't want to curse. I also don't want to like do drugs and talk about it. Like, I just want to be here and have a nice time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, you're
you
fine.
I apologize.
Sorry, Mom.
I'm
sorry,
out of
Dad.
Control.
You're fine.
Okay, so I think we're gonna play a quick game.
Yeah.
So the game is called Is This Vine or Not Vine?
Okay.
So in your professional opinion,
and
is,
you are very professional.
Right. In your as a Viner, uh-huh. does this say Vine to you or not Vine to you? Do you know what I'm saying?
Are these like Vine ideas?
We'll see.
Okay. Cool.
I guess it's just like, would this, should this be content?
Okay.
Maybe.
I think it should go from your guttural reaction. Mm-hmm. Like, we say Vine or not Vine. We say something, and you're like, yes or no.
Okay.
Screaming really loudly.
Sure.
That's okay.
Sure. So, yeah, yes. They, okay. Yeah, there are Vines where people do that.
Pretending you're a girl.
Yes.
Pretending you're an animal.
Yes.
Oh.
Taking a dump.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got a weird face humor, on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Having to tell your friends they can't be in your Vines because they're maybe not attractive, ugly, and maybe not funny.
Ooh. I don't know. Yes, I guess so.
Have
these
you
are
had?
Like, yeah, you'll run into people with like kind of personalities where they like, I don't collab with other people. Or no, sometimes even I have to like deal with this. Like, you meet other Viners, but they're people who, they're like the types who are like, can we collab? Can we make a Vine? Let's make a Vine. And you're like, I'm sorry, I don't.
And do you collab?
I do collab with people. Yeah, I want to, like my close friends, but I'm not like an open collabber. There are people who just like all they do all weekend, all day, go meet up with other people, make Vines and collab.
Wow.
I know. It's kind of exhausting. And I just like,
you want to just,
I like my channel just being my channel and doing my thing, because it's so hard to control once you get other people in the mix. And it's just like crossing your fingers that hopefully this does well, but you know.
And do you have any just regular friends who are like, hey Matt, is there, you ever have something for me? I'd love to be in your Vine.
Yes.
And
like,
you're
oh
like,
my gosh. Oh
no.
Yeah. At my like last job, there were like a few people in the office that were always like, hey, can I do like a Vine with you sometime? And like,
and what do you say to them?
Yeah, no, totally. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, we'll just do it. We'll do it sometime soon.
They're so thirsty.
Thirsty.
They are. They see you as just this outlet and this springboard for attention. And they're.
But we totally did that to Demi.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I listened to that podcast.
We did.
Like,
we made
can
him.
You put us in a Vine?
Well, we made one with him and then we made him post it.
And Anthony Trolley.
Oh, we did that too. Yeah. Done.
I love those guys. They're awesome.
Clowns.
Ooh, no. Vine,
not,
you're trying to make
Vine.
People laugh, not scare them.
Right.
And this is the last one. Puppies.
Puppies? Yes. Oh, my gosh. Puppies.
Very that, Vine.
Mm-hmm.
Super
my
Vine.
Friend has a famous dog, Steel the Husky, who makes Vines with his dog and makes a great living.
Great. It
makes only,
a great
if
living.
Only that dog knew that he was famous.
Oh, he knows.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Is he bougie?
So bougie. Just so stoic and full of himself and just commands the room.
All right, we're going to take a quick break.
Yeah.
And we're going to bouge up ourselves.
Yes.
Nice.
OMFG!
Building a website can be tough. And even if you do know your way around coding, creating something that looks good and works well is a time-consuming affair. Whether it's for a business site, a portfolio, I don't even know what that is, a restaurant, or whatever else, in this day and age, you probably need one anyway. Hello.
Yeah.
Well, lucky for us, Squarespace makes it easy to build beautiful websites without breaking a sweat. Because sweat is gross. Squarespace provides simple, powerful, and beautiful websites that look professionally designed regardless of skill level, no coding required. Not only does Squarespace provide you with intuitive and easy-to-use tools to create your website with, Squarespace also has state-of-the-art technology powering your site to ensure security and stability. And you know you can trust in Squarespace for your website needs when millions of people of some of the most respected brands in the world trust in them too. Seriously, you can't beat the ease and simplicity of Squarespace. Squarespace gives you 24/7 online support and a beautiful website for only $8 a month.
How much?
Yeah, $8. You can even get a free domain if you buy Squarespace for the year. Ugh, Deanna, what are you waiting for? Start a trial with no credit card required and start building your website today. When you decide to sign up for Squarespace, take note. Make sure to use the offer code OMFG Deanna to get 10% off your first purchase and to show your support for OMFG. We thank Squarespace for their support of OMFG. Squarespace, build it beautiful.
Peace.
OMFG!
Welcome back, Matt King.
Hey, happy to be here.
Vine superstar, Matt King. So we need to just get something out of the way right quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fucking up some commas.
Yeah, we heard it from Rachel Legeau.
Okay.
A friend of ours.
Uh-huh.
Our social media gal.
Yeah.
And she just texted it in the middle of the night, like, this is a thing. And then,
and by the way, she texted it because she was out like having a good time.
Yeah.
And of course, we were sleeping.
Right. She was having like a millennial type good time. And then it came through in text and she's like, it's a thing. You need to kind of find out more about it. And I was like, I don't know what that means, but we'll do our best.
Wow. She was pretty vague about it.
She knows that like we like to, if we have all the information, it's not that fun, you know?
Yeah.
So we it's hard. Like I want to Google it immediately.
Sure.
Your first instinct is to be like, I'm going to figure this out. But no, we hold.
I was curious as well. I first noticed people were using it like on Twitter, like as like a joke, like, yo, let's go out tonight. I'm going to fuck up some commas. And I was like, what is that? And I knew, so a rapper, if you're familiar with the rapper Future?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, Future, and like, he just mumbles and sings a lot. Well, he has a song called
All Rappers.
Fuck Up Some Commas.
Oh, okay.
And so this is it's from about that. Him going out and spending a lot of money. So fuck up some commas. Is
it's like your bank
the,
account?
Like the
amount.
Million, like where the comma hits. At 1,000, there's one comma. Yeah, okay.
Like your bank account just dropping.
Yeah. I love that.
Over. Fucking up some commas.
That's clever.
It's pretty deep, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking
cool.
up some commas. It's like the new All About the Benjamins.
Yeah.
That's absolutely right.
2015, All About the Benjamins.
I thought it originally, like, it was like, oh, let's get twisted. Like, let's put commas in the wrong places in our sentences.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I was thinking, too. But I'm like, that doesn't make sense because nobody even punctuates anymore.
True. Right.
You
especially
know?
In the rap scene. Like, when are these guys getting very grammatically correct?
I didn't know it was rap-oriented. But
no,
this
but
is
I love this.
Great. This
Fuck
is really good.
Commas.
Ooh, that is a sexy little phrase. I'm
yeah.
in. I'm all in.
Yeah. It's a good.
Did you fuck up some commas last night?
Yeah, I think
How
I
many
did.
Commas did you have to drop last night?
It was like $20 to get in the door.
All right.
And then like a beer was like $5. And
yeah.
so like,
and you
40,
had like three.
Yeah, so like $40, $50.
You know what, though? Oh. For that kind of whatever the heck night it was, I mean, just the journey alone
yes.
was terrifying. And
it was worth it.
Worth it. Yeah. You got anything else for us?
Yeah. I have like kind of a list
oh
of.
Oh my God. This is a big list.
The latest lingo. We can hop around on it.
Oh my God.
I'm but so excited.
I am yeah, really excited.
I was hanging out with my Vine friends last night, told them I had this podcast in the morning, and I was like, what's like the latest things that we've been.
Now, we've learned
about?
A lot. So, you know, we're pretty educated. Let's see if you have
yeah,
something.
Yeah, maybe this
okay,
is a quiz for
I'm
going to
quiz
okay.
you
okay.
guys.
Hot.
And some of these, yeah, well. I've noticed, we all noticed, because Vine, I think, is a great platform where you can really get a sense of the latest trends or, like,
yeah.
lingo and stuff. Like, my friends who don't do Vine, they don't even
They're
know
clueless.
What these are.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
I love being a Viner.
Cause I'm excited.
Yeah. Netflix and chill.
Netflix and chill. I think that's what you do when you are on, like, a Tinder and you want to, like, hook up and you just are like, hey, you want to just get Netflix and chill instead of taking someone out to dinner.
Correct.
Yay!
Correct.
Yay.
Very good.
Nailed it. So that's like shorthand Tinder.
Yeah, shorthand Tinder or yeah. just like pretty a subversive suggestion for like sex.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I had cyborgs on here, but you know.
Yeah, okay.
You'll know.
But we didn't know what to call it. I thought it was called a drift board.
A drift board.
I know.
I thought it was called a motorized.
We've just been yeah. calling it the skateboardy thing.
The yeah. skateboardy thing.
Yeah.
Cyborgs is what I'm calling it.
Cyborgs, okay.
Or foot scooter.
Foot scooter.
Foot scooter.
That's Ugh. Just a scooter. A foot scooter. It's just,
redundant. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah a little bit. Okay. D's nuts.
Well, I mean, that's been around forever, right?
Well,
did you know
actually,
D's nuts, though, is running for president? You
oh,
heard
yeah.
about this?
I'm out.
Wait, I'm out.
I don't know. I don't know.
So this 15-year-old kid from Iowa announced his running for to be the independent candidate, and it's D's Nuts. That's his name. And he's like has like 7% and 9% like in Iowa and like South Carolina.
Wait, but I hate to break his little plate, but you can't be president unless you're 35 or something.
That's what I was under. I read this morning.
Oh.
I'm still curious on how
oh,
he's running.
Nuts.
But no, he is, if this kid's running for president.
Is he a Viner?
No.
I'm
he's
gonna,
this 15-year-old kid who joked around with his dad that I could run for president and it's going to be D's Nuts.
I'm going to ask a very Deanna question.
Hey.
Is that name his government?
Oh, maybe.
That'd be amazing if his dad actually was like, oh, welcome this new baby son into
Hello,
the world.
D's Nuts.
I'm going to name him D's Nuts.
For some reason, I thought D's Nuts was like a DJ of some kind, but I never knew.
No,
okay. It was a Vine that got really big.
D's Nuts.
And it was a, yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
So well, that was a fan.
D's Nuts. Watch out. D's Nuts 2016. Lit.
Lit just means like drunk, right?
Yeah, extremely Tore toxic. Up. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I just.
Turnt. Wasted.
The funny.
Huh?
The funny.
Oh, yeah. The chill.
The cool.
The cool. This is like a lot of kids are using like the funny, like constantly.
We do know V.
I think we got that right at the jump.
We got that from Brandon Wardell at the very first podcast ever.
Because he was talking about how you want to be V chill when dealing with the ladies.
Mm.
Yeah, because like if I were, you know, if a girl were to call him on the phone, that would exhibit
she has
zero
no chill.
Correct.
And you need to be V chill.
AF.
As fuck, motherfucker.
Great.
We're really like good.
Yes, you're
this
fantastic.
This is actually eye-opening.
Like, thank you so much for having this quiz because like we feel
this is what your podcast is all about.
Like we're actually like learning.
Yeah, it's like exam day. TFW.
I'm out.
Hold on, let's think for a second. TFW. Give us a second.
Okay.
Let's like
spitball.
We
don't know it, right? But we're gonna feel this out. Toots for win.
Toots for win.
Totally fucking
white.
White.
I like that one.
I know.
I was gonna say Wonder Woman, but I like white better. TF talk. I don't know.
No.
Okay, what is it?
That feeling when.
Oh.
Yeah. So
that's right.
A lot of times people like on like Instagram or Twitter will be like that feeling when
right.
like,
and then there's
this
an
happens and there's a picture. Like,
right,
that
there's
kind
a picture,
meme style.
A meme.
So now you know when you come across
TFW. We needed that.
We did.
That's a good one.
Okay, this one I actually learned last night.
Okay.
And apparently it's been going around. Stand them.
Okay, hold on.
Stand them. Nope.
Is it something to do with like you may not like somebody, but you stand them?
Close. Fandom would mean like Justin Bieber, like I stand Justin Bieber, I stand him. Like or One Direction, like I stand
you
them.
That means you like them?
You like them. Like everyone like
you stand
is, like,
with them?
I guess so.
I
that's,
stand them.
I'm still like,
I gotta say, this is not correct. Like it's not it doesn't work. No offense, everybody who's using it, but I stand them means like you're barely tolerating them. That's what
right,
it sounds
but I think
like.
It, exactly. But the way they're expressing it is like you
stand them.
Almost stand with them, but they're removing the with, and it's like
I stand them. Well, we stand with Lizzie Velasquez. That's who we stand with.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Yeah.
And then the next one is similar to this. Is canceled. Have you heard this?
I love it already.
I do. Too.
I'm already ready to cancel everything.
Yes, canceled.
I'm more like, okay, Emily, what do you got?
Well, it's just when you don't like something, you cancel it.
Yes. So this is a way of like fans backfiring at people that they don't like.
Oh,
so
hot.
My friend Cody, he's a Viner. He posted like this like joke on his Twitter and his Instagram, like acting like he was excited for Justin Bieber's like next single.
Right. And then he wrote.
And well, he like, wrote like this little sign. It was like, can't wait 16 more days, like ironically.
Yeah.
And then all Justin Bieber's like fangirls would be like, Cody Ko canceled. That's like they're like.
Like
they're
that's not
you're dead
light.
To me.
You're dead. Canceled.
Canceled. Ooh, I love
so
it.
Good.
I love it. Canceled is so good. I can't wait for
that,
it.
That feels
that's
transformative. Right.
Yeah,
right.
Like, canceled.
Like I've been waiting for that
right.
one.
Right, canceled. Oh,
that's
God.
Good.
I'm so ready to use that.
Yeah.
God, this is good.
This is good. That was really good. Stand by, I have notes for. But canceled is like, that's sweet.
Canceled.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it, too.
Yeah.
Well, that was like mostly my list. The rest were just like things I've noticed going on.
What have you noticed?
like,
this is great.
Like vaping has become just like the butt of all jokes on the internet lately.
It's so lame.
Yeah. But it's kind of, it's ironic because like people, you know, think that vaping is like a healthier or alternative to smoking.
It's so
but they
stupid.
Try to like, you know, make you seem like you're like a lunatic online. It's weird. Like vaping has just become the butt of all jokes.
I'm happy to hear that. Actually.
Yeah, it is. Seems really
vape
lame.
Culture is like ridiculous. Like
I don't like something. I don't even know that vape culture is like. I can't even believe there's a culture around it.
Oh gosh, there's like vape conventions.
Stop.
And it's
with that, the conventions. Everybody, stop with the conventions.
Unconvention.
Too many
relax.
Conventions.
Cancel.
Vape conventions. Canceled.
Oh, God, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's a good one.
What are some things you want to cancel, Deanna?
I'm trying to think right now. Like,
constipation. I want to cancel that.
Okay. I like where you're at. You're at right now. I would like to cancel having to think about weight.
Oh, canceled.
Canceled.
Matt, what are you canceling?
Kardashians, but just canceled.
Them. Why legitimately.
Yes. Cancel.
We all begged at some point. This is for Paris Hilton to be canceled, and she was.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Remember when we couldn't take it anymore, and it felt like a Kardashian thing, like it will never end. Mm-hmm. And then she did get canceled.
Where is mm-hmm. she?
She's not
she
here.
She got cut off apparently from her.
She has no money? She's penniless?
Well, no. She's made a lot of money on her own, but I think the Hilton family.
Why?
Because she's made a living off her reputation of sex tapes and wild partying.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Stupidity.
They're all animals. Well, maybe.
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 So her mom is no Kris Jenner.
I would mm-mm. be very surprised if her parents cut her off. But that being said, I mean, who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Maybe Two Broke Girls was really about her.
Maybe.
The heiress who gets cut off.
Maybe.
What was that show she had with Nicole Richie? It was
It was the rich...
Sweet Life?
The Sweet Life. I was the Rich Life, yeah.
You know they stayed at Kesha's house in that one of those episodes?
No.
Yeah, this is because they stayed in different families' homes.
Yeah.
And, this one was... The mom was a fun, hippie mom and was really supportive of her, kids' creativity.
Okay.
And Kesha was 11 or 12 years old.
How so cute. Funny. I want to see that one.
It's crazy. Yeah.
What TV shows are you watching?
There's too many shows right now. One I just picked up is Wet Hot American Summer.
Oh, yeah.
The show, which is so... I love the movie, and so I just started that. But I gave up on a lot of shows lately.
What have you canceled?
Canceled Walking Dead.
Canceled.
Canceled.
I just everyone just went so morally bankrupt on that show, and it just wasn't exciting anymore. You couldn't identify.
That's kind of what would happen. I mean, they took it to a real place.
Yeah,
I think.
That is true.
I don't know the just, show.
I couldn't anyway. Keep up yeah. with it. True Detective season 2
no,
not
thank
not
you.
Draw me in.
Canceled.
Canceled. Let's just hope season 3 will be better.
Canceled with an option back in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cancel and, on cancel.
Yeah.
It those are honestly, that's my one show that I'm sticking with right now.
Yeah.
I can't keep up with too many shows. It's
it's overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Remember back in the day, there were just
A couple shows,
and you all watched them, and you could be like,
hey, that was funny last night. Yeah.
Shanaynay was hilarious.
Yeah.
Shanaynay.
Forever Shanaynay. Can we just see your phone for a second? And we're just going to read a couple texts really quick.
Oh, my goodness.
We're just going to read a couple texts really quick.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. His face is
we're just going to read a couple texts.
I think, my girlfriend's been texting me this entire time. Why haven't you responded?
God.
All right. Please be careful.
No, we're going to be we're not going to.
So he sent a bunch of photos to you of eyeglasses. And you said, I say go clear.
Right? I met a guy in Austin a few days. I met a guy in Austin a few days, and he rocked that shit.
Yeah, I think that suits your complexion.
Ha ha. Nice vine.
Ha! Thanks, dude.
Was clearing out photos and came across this. Don't know if you ever want to use it for something. It's a TV with your name on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah! Can you email me that? In high res?
Sent to your Gmail.
Hey, thanks, dude!
I spy Vine. And then we have a picture of... The Empire's,
Statue of Liberty.
Hello, the Statue of Liberty. Woman.
But in the top right corner, look.
Oh, and there's a vine.
Oh,
logo.
Yeah. Huh? Oh. Where is that?
I love that this is how I sound, in my text voice.
This a dope-ass painting, Bishop Arts.
Who is that artist?
Jaylen Kelly.
What's the name of the painting?
Free Divine.
Yeah, that's so sick. How much is it?
$1,500.
Jason's mantle? Would love it.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
We did that. That's a good.
Great.
That's a
keeper. That's a good
we
one.
Got there. We got there. We got there.
Oh, good.
That was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
you're really excited in your text.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I think that's just like courteous, like I don't know, express enthusiasm back to the person that you're talking to.
I love so how cute. Courteous it's, you
yeah,
are.
That's,
yeah, you're like you're giving them you're giving the people what they
yeah.
need.
All right.
Matt, where
Thank
do we find you?
You can online we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
you can find me on Vine. It's just Matt King. Twitter is and Instagram and Snapchat is all Matt R. King, MattRKing.
Okay.
And can I plug in my brother's podcast?
Please.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
My brother has a podcast. It's called The Salad Days,
D-A-Z-E. Oh, that's so cute. Okay.
And it's similar to this. He interviews just fellow friends who are doing interesting creative things and just talk about like the latest apps they're using and what their like outlook is on life.
Fine. We'll be on it.
Yeah. I mean, if he needs us on it, we'll go, you know?
It'd be so cool if we could record it here. I mean, this is like his dream.
Aw.
Like, that is heaven.
Okay, so we did it. Thank you so much for coming in. You brought us so much good stuff, and we needed it.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys are awesome.
Like, not canceled.
Not canceled.
We're keeping you.
We're keeping you, Matt King.
Thank you. And congratulations on passing the test. You did a really great job.
I think we did pretty great. Some,
yeah. We learned.
We
have some opportunities.
We learned and we loved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
OMFG!
Oh, God. Who knew that today was going in such a beautiful direction?
We got a lot of learning done today.
Like, I always just really appreciate, we know it's a big ask.
It's a big ask.
We bring these youths on. Not only do we ask them to come in and share their souls with us, but we also ask them to bring us homework. And he really did a lot.
He did. And then he also brought his phone over to us, and then we could read stuff.
We took it, and he was wildly uncomfortable. He might have been our most uncomfortable guest, but that's a beautiful thing because I would be too.
Yeah, full disclosure, some made it, some didn't, but we got there. We got to a really good one.
And you know what I didn't share this with you, but it has taken a really long time for Matt to be booked on this show. I have been trying for probably 6 months.
Oh, really?
He's so busy.
Oh.
He is jet-setting around the world.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Last time we were texting, he's like, yeah, I'm in Italy right now. That date doesn't work.
Shut
and I'm just
up.
Like, oh, pardon me.
No, by the way, can we freaking make some stupid vines?
Sure.
No, but like for real.
For real?
Kind of.
All right. Let's make one today.
You know, I'm just not trying to not get that money.
Why don't we start an OMFG account?
Yeah.
Like, Would you guys follow us on Vine?
I think we have that.
Oh.
Yeah. We have that for our two vines that we do have with Anthony and Demi.
Okay.
But we haven't done anything since then. So I'm just like, I'm not trying to not get that money, girl.
All right.
Get that dollar.
I can spend 6 seconds on that with you.
I want to get some commas going up in here.
And then we can fuck with them.
Yeah. I want to get the commas and we're going to fuck with the commas.
What are you going to buy with all your commas?
Great question. I don't even know. I'll go to Italy.
Yeah, that sounds great.
That sounds great.
Oh,
I need to go to Italy on a Vine Dime. Let's call our account Vine Dime. Okay.
We just want to shout out one of our adorable listeners. This goes out to @JackieO in NYC.
Yeah,
Thank you so much for listening. You tweeted at us, you know you're in your 30s when you hear the current episode's guest is #Dash and you think Stacey Dash, you know, from Clueless.
Aww.
So true.
Love that. She's so pretty.
She is so pretty.
Okay, guys. We are OMFG @OMFG. I am Deanna Raphael @DeannaRaphael.
And I am Emily Foster @FridaFoster. And it's @OMFGPod.
That's right. There you go.
See you soon.
Bye.
Hey, I'm Stephen Dubner.
I'm James Altucher.
We both make podcasts. I do one called Freakonomics Radio.
And I do one called The James Altucher Show.
Very cunning name there.
Yes, I admit my narcissism.
We've been podcasting a while, but we've never podcasted together. And that's what today represents is the beginning of our first joint project called...
Question of the Day.
Isn't that a good name? Question of the Day. It's going to sound kind of like this.
What words do you think the English language needs? What words or expressions are missing?
What can you teach me now in the next 10 minutes that will be useful for the rest of my life?
What is the best way to start an engaging conversation with a stranger?
Has your memory suffered when you were in your late 40s?
Can't remember back to the late 40s.
Are we recording?
I don't know, but shouldn't waste good conversation.
Yeah, no, we're recording.
Each episode is going to be about 10 minutes long,
but 10 of the most action-packed minutes you've ever heard in podcasting.
It's a very fortified podcast.
It's fortified, kind of like a one-a-day vitamin, kind of like question of the day podcast vitamin.
So if you're short on time, but long on curiosity, you don't want to miss it.
You can find us at earwolf.com and iTunes
or your favorite podcasting app.
Pop. Wolf Pop is part of Midroll Media, executive produced by Adam Sachs, Matt Gourley, and Paul Scheer.